Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Health worries for New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy. He tweeted yesterday that he has a tumor on his kidney and will undergo a partial nephrectomy in early March to remove it. In a subsequent tweet, he said that over 50,000 New Jerseyans will hear the words, "You have cancer," this year, so he's far from alone. His office says Murphy's doctor found the 3-centimeter tumor on the left kidney during a recent checkup, and the prognosis is that it's fully treatable because it was found early. Murphy says he will have surgery and spend a few weeks recovering at home and does not expect to need chemotherapy or radiation. Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver will take over as acting governor during his recovery. Murphy says the diagnosis reminds him that preventive services are life-saving and we need to continue fighting for affordable health care for all. Police want your help finding a very busy jeans thief. The guy's wanted for 8 different heists in January, ranging from Midtown South to Midtown North in 2 different Gaps into Banana Republic, taking hundreds of dollars worth of jeans in each. He's also wanted for making a bunch of purses at the Furlaw on 5th Avenue. In all of these cases, he just walked in, took the stuff, and walked out. Cops have released surveillance video of the guy. I urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. A young woman is fighting for her life after a knife attack in the Bronx.
The victim and her young daughter had just moved into the building on the Grand Concourse about a month ago. The building super, Ernesto, said the word from the neighbors was she was trying to stay away from her boyfriend, who allegedly was abusive. But the boyfriend found her, and the police say Friday night he allegedly attacked her with a knife or machete.
So one guy tried to hurt her, tried to stop the guy, but you know, happen anyway.
The 20-year-old woman was hospitalized in critical condition. The police arrested the boyfriend, identified as 27-year-old Hector De La Cruz. The charges, attempted murder, assault, and weapons possession. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in the Bronx.
A big boat show at the Nassau Veterans Coliseum this weekend. Long Island Boat Show event manager Vincent Mazzone tells 1010 Winds there's something for everybody.
There's boats here for people to purchase. There's accessories for them. If you're already into boating, but if you're new to boating or just interested in boating, it's a great opportunity for you to get into it because there's so much here other than just the boats.
The show runs 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. today, and the first 100 kids get free life vests. Another fallen hero. FDNY firefighter Daniel Foley died of 9/11-related cancer yesterday. He spent months in the rescue and recovery effort at Ground Zero. One of the victims he was searching for was his own brother. FDNY member Thomas Foley, who died in the attacks, his body found 10 days after. Daniel Foley was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer last year. He was at the White House for the signing of the bill extending aid to people sickened by the terror attacks. As of December, the death toll from 9/11-related illness stood at 2,691. The NYPD is once again in mourning after a retired officer's death by suicide. 46-year-old Daniel Shreffs was found dead in his Seaford home Thursday. Daily News says he hanged himself. He retired last year after 23 years on the force. The word came as funeral services were being held for NYPD Detective Paul Federico, who died on Monday. Police say he lost a kidney to a 9/11-related illness and had recently been assigned to the commissioner's liaison office. He was reportedly trying to get help for medical and personal issues. Police told the Daily News that Federico had recently been stripped of his badge and shield. He was the first officer to die by suicide this year. 10 active duty officers did last year, raising concerns and leading the department to offer more services for troubled officers. Police are still looking for the guy who stabbed another man around 3:45 yesterday morning inside a deli in Manhattan's Morningside Heights. Police say the two got into an argument that escalated. The 57-year-old was stabbed multiple times in the torso. He's now in the hospital in serious but stable condition. His attacker just ran. Anybody with info is urged to call Crime Stoppers. Some unusual accessories at a fashion show in the city last week.
A controversial fashion show at a school in New York City that many say was racist and reminded some of blackface has spawned an investigation. The Fashion Institute of Technology, known as FIT, is apologizing for a show by an alum from China where models wore gigantic fake bright red lips and oversized black ears that many on social media likened to blackface and monkey years. The school, which is part of the State University of New York, says it will examine what led up to the February 7th event. The college's dean of the School of Graduate Studies and the chair of the MFA Fashion Design Department were placed on administrative leave pending the investigation. Julie Walker, New York.
You can see pictures from the fashion show at TintinWinds.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.